Another day. Make it a good one to start with. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Good morning, Central Coast. Look, the rains are coming. We didn't get the smashed rain thunderstorm that we thought we were going to get. But look, let's go through the roll call first and foremost for this Friday morning.
Yes, very important
to do. Michael Allen Ernest Whittington III.
I am here, correct.
Okay, good. Amanda Coolen, here, present, dressed, wearing pants, all of that. Akmal Sali. What a bludger.
He's having a big old sleep in somewhere this morning, isn't he?
Do you know what? He actually told us he was going to take a sickie yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
What a scammer. He goes, I'm not coming in tomorrow.
He reminds me of a koala bear. You know, like koalas sleep like 23 hours of the day.
Yeah.
It's kind of what Akmal does.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I wonder if he eats eucalyptus.
Well, maybe he does. I think those eucalyptus leaves make those koalas feel like they're in some sort of coma.
Well, maybe that's what's going on.
I think it is.
He's living in a coma.
He is living in a coma. Yeah,
that's all right.
But we got lots going on the show today. There is going to be a bit of rain around, so take care on the roads. Mm-hmm. We didn't get smashed. I think we dodged a bullet, really.
Yeah, we did.
In terms of that thunderstorm.
We will keep you up to date with any traffic going on the roads throughout the whole day on the show. Plus, we've got hams to give away. There's a lot going on, so make sure you stick around.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
And now it's time to delve into the darkness of the criminal mind.
Oh, look, it's a shame Akmal's away because I think he'd love these stories, Widow. There's a great one out of Victoria, a place called Tongala. Have you heard of Tongala?
No, I haven't heard of Tongala.
I haven't heard of Tongala either. I just had a quick look. Just under 2,000 people live in Tongala.
Maybe that's why I've never heard of it.
Yeah, probably. So pretty small country town, and that's why I guess this simple solution for thieves was you know, just the way to go.
Okay.
3 o'clock on Wednesday morning. They'd stolen an excavator.
Yep.
So they drove the excavator.
Yep.
So this is the tank wheels on
the
it.
The tracks,
yeah, right? So it's rolling down the main street. Just rolling down the main street.
A very gradual pace.
Yes, really slow. Parks outside the Bendigo Bank, extends the excavator arm, just smashes through the front of the Bendigo Bank.
Wow.
The guys run in, get the cash boxes, drive away, leaving excavator there, leaving the bank in disarray, paperwork going everywhere.
Oh, wow.
It was full on. Like, you can see the video. They've got it all planned.
And hang on, they filmed it?
Well, there was a security camera.
Oh, security camera. Okay,
I was going to say,
are they that dumb to film their
own crime? No.
That would be hilarious.
But you know what? As it turns out, not so dumb because they haven't been caught yet.
Wow.
They've got these cash boxes. They ran in and got it. But the excavator,
wow,
like literally it's about 2 minutes from the time it parks out the front of Bendigo Bank,
smashes through,
and then they go.
Wow.
I know.
Okay.
In Tongala.
Yes, watch out for Tongala. Wow. Well, that's actually kind of smart criminal,
it
really.
Is a bit.
The way they thought about that and planned it out. From smart to incredibly dumb,
I
got one for you.
Good.
There's this guy in California, thought he'd rob a restaurant, you know, like, and he thought he, well, the other day we talked about someone that got stuck in a chimney.
Yes.
Quite similar. This guy thought he'd go down the chimney of the restaurant, but he didn't really think about where that chimney leads to.
Oh, yeah.
Because what it led to was the fryer. And all the grease goes up that chimney. So it's like a big grease.
Oh, it's like the sucky thing in your kitchen.
Yeah. That thing. It was one of those. And he went down there. He got stuck for 2 days in this greasy chimney thing. And the only reason why he was rescued is someone heard these moans coming from the chimney. So they called the cops and they got him. It took him an hour to get out of there. And in the end, he's got arrested, and he looks ridiculous because he's all slimy and
just
stuff.
Covered with grease.
Just absolutely covered. So
that's disgusting.
I don't know what they're thinking. Who goes down a chimney? Plus, the guy talks about the fact that he was what's it called when you're scared of closing?
Oh, claustrophobic.
He's claustrophobic.
I mean,
claustrophobic.
That,
I'm going to go down a chimney.
Yeah, but just think about the germs as well. There, like that's just one. That's just one big anxiety party right there.
Yeah.
You've got anxiety, you've got claustrophobia, you've got the germs, you've got grease that's probably years old.
Yeah.
You know?
How often do you clean a
that's disgusting.
Grease thing like that?
Yeah. That's
but
gross.
I just like the irony of the fact that you think he'd probably be like easy to slip through the whole thing, yet he still managed to get stuck. So he must have just been a giant dude.
I'm trying to figure out how the cops actually nabbed him, because if they're trying to grab onto him and it's covered in grease, they can't grab him.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right Now.
I've done all the Christmas shopping this week.
Have
so
you?
I was at Kmart the other night at 11 o'clock at night.
Oh God, were you?
Printing out pictures and all that kind of stuff. So it's been a big week.
It's hectors. Yeah. As the kids say, it's heckers.
It's heckers. Totes heckers, you
it's
know.
It's totes heckers.
And yeah, so I feel for people this week that are really, and next week's gonna be bad too.
I know, lots of like luncheons on, mm-hmm, dinners, mm-hmm, and catch ups.
I mean, it's
like
fun,
that.
It's festive, it's
beautiful.
Great. But at the same time,
you shouldn't be complaining. Third world problems.
Oh dear. Hey, look, someone's had a great solution to a problem, which I get frustrated with, and they've done it in a Christmas-related way, which I think is brilliant.
Okay.
So, potholes.
Yep.
I hate potholes. They're actually quite bad for your car if you're hitting big ones constantly.
Yeah, I think I did my wheel alignment on a pothole.
Mm.
There were a few in the car park here at 2GO, and it was ridiculous. They had witches' hats to try and stop people from going in the potholes.
Yeah, I know.
But it was crazy because we had to go all the way around. Like it was.
Well, I saw one guy drive out with a witch's hat attached to the bottom of his car.
Yes.
Anyways, they are bad, and like sometimes they're unavoidable as well. Like this one, I live in Marty. There's one in Marty at the moment that's in like, you know, the chicanes.
Yeah.
And you can't dodge. You got to go through the chicane.
Yeah.
It's right in the middle of the chicane.
Fantastic.
And every day I hit it, and it just annoys me.
There's a patch on the Ridgeway that's like full of potholes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Central Coast is renowned for its potholes.
Yeah.
I will say that.
Yeah. And people do report them to council. And look, I get it. Council's busy. They got to get around to it eventually. But there's one person in the States that's got a great solution to making the council really take notice of the pothole and fix it. There's this big one near this person's house, and they've just cracked it, and they've gone, it's Christmas time, I've got a spare Christmas tree. So they've gone out to this pothole and they've put the Christmas tree in the pothole, planted it like a plant, fully decorated, mind you.
This is genius.
They've got some battery-operated lights in it, baubles, tints, like the whole lot. And it's just sitting in the middle of the road.
That's
and
great.
Other residents are getting involved as well that really hate the pothole. So there's someone went out there and put like a Santa Claus next to it, like a little Santa Claus figurine.
I was just going to say, you take this to the nth degree and start putting presents around the base.
Well, someone went out and watered it.
Excellent.
So the local council there has said they, I love this, there's a Christmas tree sitting in the middle of the road. It's most likely a traffic hazard.
Yeah.
And the local council in the States has said, yep, we've heard about it. We've got wind of the decorations. We'll get around to it in a day or so.
Oh, yeah, no urgency there.
No.
Don't worry about it.
It's Christmas.
It's fine.
Enjoy it. You know?
Don't even worry.
It's a lot of fun. So if you've got a pothole that's really bad.
Actually, that's a great idea. You know, we could start a little campaign.
Mm.
Christmas tree potholes.
Mate, like put some potted colour in a pothole, you know, make it look nice.
I wonder whether the potted colour would last too long because it's quite low, but the Christmas tree sticks right out. That's what I like about it because it kind of acts like a traffic cone.
Yeah, it'll get noticed. Actually, yeah, it is.
It kind of acts like
Christmas
a bit of a giant
traffic
green
cone.
Traffic cone.
I like that. I like that.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for Breakfast. On 2GO.
We want you to join in the conversation. We do have some tickets to give away to the Mariners games, Mariners versus Newcastle Jets, all right? Because I want to take you, magically whisk you away to New Zealand.
Oh, nice.
One of my favourite shows is Police 10-7.
I love the New Zealand shows because they're so chilled, aren't they?
Yeah. They're so
there's no urgency. There's no violence. There's just like, hey,
they're super polite.
They are.
Super lovely.
It's so cool.
It's really funny.
I love New Zealand.
But there's some cops in New Zealand, in West Auckland actually, which are in a little bit of trouble.
Mm.
So there was a police raid that happened at a commercial premises. Pretty serious thing. There was allegedly going to be some firearms on the property.
Okay.
So they had a lot of police go in on this raid. They did the raid and they were kind of, urgency was over, shall we say, and they were just kind of cleaning up and whatnot and making a few arrests. And then there was a ping pong table there and a few of the officers decided, well, you know what, we've got a bit of downtime. The other guys are doing this. So they started playing a game. Little did they know that there was a security camera on the premises filming everything that happened.
And I bet they got into heaps of trouble.
Well, the thing is, they at one point their boss comes over, the person that was leading the raid, points at the security camera. They kind of like shrug their shoulders and keep on playing.
Well, middle of a match. You got to keep
playing.
Come
on, mate. We're playing to 21, all right?
Yeah, first to 21.
It's $5 on this.
See, I don't have a problem with that. If the urgency's done, the criminals are arrested, the firearms are gone.
Yeah.
The forensics have been in. Like, seriously, what's the problem with a quick...
It's going off on social media at the moment. People are sharing it, having a lot of fun, and the owners posted it. They're a bit annoyed and whatnot. But the police, they've taken it on the chin. They've just said, you know what? Yeah, there was a risk of firearms, that everything was taken care of. We're going to talk to the officers. We'll sort it out.
Now, there's a ping pong table here. We've got a bit of a tournament going at 2GO. And Akmal Sali, it's a shame he's not here to talk about this. He has turned out to be a gun table tennis player.
Yeah.
And super, super competitive.
He's very competitive.
And he commentates the game as he's doing it, which is quite funny as well.
And he does the old, he talks you down, like he sledges you.
Smashes
you. Yeah, it's really kind of strange. And it doesn't matter as well. I've seen him play different people. It doesn't matter if they're good or bad. He sledges you.
He sledges you bad.
Even if they're really terrible, he'll beat you like 11-2 and then make you feel really bad about it.
He says stuff like, oh, well, this is embarrassing.
Yeah.
Oh, 12-0, this is embarrassing. You're going to, oh, this isn't it. Why did you even show up?
Trying to have a bit of fun, mate.
Anyway.
Actually, maybe we should get a little security camera out there to film it.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
So the recent episode involving a security camera and me was when I fell off the treadmill at the gym.
Oh, nice.
And I was talking to the ladies about it, and they were going to go back and look at the security footage of it because they wanted to see me fall off the treadmill.
Isn't that the added benefit of a security camera? Yes, they're to secure the premises, but also when dumb stuff happens, you hope they're rolling.
Absolutely.
Well, this is what we want to know this morning on 13/20/17. When has a camera caught you out? What were you doing? And how did you get busted?
Safe space. Like, you can stay anonymous if you want, but how did you get busted? Because there's cameras everywhere now.
Yeah.
GoPros, drone
cameras. People have them on their houses.
Absolutely.
Like, the other one you see a lot these days is people delivering packages.
Yeah.
And they just throw them at the house instead of actually placing them down. So when have you been caught out by a camera? 13/20/17. Give us a call right now. We'll send you along to the Mariners game against the Newcastle Jets.
Look, we did have a call from John from Berkeley Vale. Morning to you this morning, John. Your line was terrible. We couldn't hear you very well. Obviously in the car, windows down, maybe a bit of rain or something. So next time, hopefully, we'll be able to take your call. Also, it was a little explicit. There was some adult fun times that were happening.
Yeah.
And we thought maybe we wouldn't share that with the world.
Yeah.
But thanks for the call.
Yeah, it was nice. Nice to hear from you.
Luckily, we've got our producer, Al, whose life is a shambles, and he's got a story for us.
My life is a mess. Yes. So I was manicuring a certain area of the body.
Okay.
And,
manscaping.
So, yes, manscaping.
A little bit manscaping. Of manscaping in your nether regions.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
So I was on with a certain someone, and he was like, send me a Snapchat.
Okay, send a little picture.
Yes, which I'm usually fine with. Do the triple check. Don't do it often.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I clicked on it and hit send.
Oh, no.
I might have accidentally clicked my auntie.
Oh, no.
Now, my first question was, why is a 50-year-old using Snapchat? It's her fault.
It's so not her fault.
Hear me out here. I was luckily saved that she forgot her password. And she wasn't quite sure on how to reset. Mm. So at family Christmas, a month later, I'm like, please, like, just don't figure out how to fix the password problem. So we got the family Christmas. I'm like, hey, Annie Lan, let me have a look at your Snapchat. I got the password reset and jumped in straight away, opened it and deleted myself. Sorry, Mum, if you're listening.
So she hadn't seen it.
Thank God.
Thank God for that.
May I say, it was a good pick, but she would have been proud.
I was going to say, maybe it was really impressive.
The angle was very impressive.
Wow. What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
And now it's time for Space News.
It's news from space.
Not a day goes by without something new happening to report in space news.
We seem to be in another space race.
There seems to be a lot of stuff going on with Russia, with China, with these independent companies in the US that are all getting on board. All the billionaires want to have a crack.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. I love it. And we were talking in the studio earlier and Al said in 10 years' time, like, space tourism is going to be probably accessible to a lot of people. Now, it'll probably still be expensive, but space tourism is something that is a thing.
Yeah. And, well, there's big news today because Virgin Galactic, Richard Branson's whole thing about trying to get people up to space and whatnot, they've had a big breakthrough.
Yeah.
They've actually had, Spaceship 2, which kind of concerns me because what happened to Spaceship 1, went up into space. They touched the edge of space.
Yeah, so this was a test flight, wasn't it? Because the first one smashed, it came down and crashed.
Oh, is that what happened to
Spaceship 1
didn't go so well?
No, it didn't go so well. Oh. But they're unmanned at the moment. But this is what he was saying a few weeks ago, that he was going to have the first tourist flight before Christmas. So, look, I don't know whether this means they'll send someone up.
Maybe.
Or whether this was, you know, just a final test flight.
It went up on its carrier plane to around 43,000 feet and then on its own climbed to about 271,000 feet.
Yeah. That's where you can see the blue line.
You know what's great about this? They could actually send all the flat earthers up in one.
Yes.
Take a ride.
Oh,
have a
God,
look.
Yes.
Have a look. The bloody thing's round, all right?
Get the leader of the flat earthers and get him up there.
That's great.
Hey, just quickly, in some more space news, tonight is a great night for space watchers because you'll be able to see the Christmas comet, which is a green-looking comet.
Yeah.
You'll need a pair of binoculars or a telescope, and hopefully the rain will go away and we'll have a clear night for it.
Mm-hmm.
But not long after the comet, you'll be able to see the Geminid meteor shower as well. Now, this is just a really lovely moment in time where we've got both at the same time. So the green Christmas comet, it's green because it's basically frozen and it's a bunch of ice basically and it's got methane. So as it travels around.
Oh, stinky comet.
Yeah, it is. It's a steamy, stinky green comet. It's like the Christmas Grinch.
Light a match. Come on.
I know. And then the meteor shower comes not long after that and they are tiny, tiny bits of an asteroid. They're the size of a grain of sand or even a small pebble.
Okay.
So they're not very big at all, but they're travelling at tens of thousands of kilometres an hour, so they will look spectacular as well. And this will happen sort of early in the night, so the kids, if the kids are around and you want to show the kids, you can get outside and do that.
So is that tonight?
That's tonight.
Okay, but you need binoculars to see the
and
comet.
And you need no clouds.
Yeah.
I hope there's no clouds.
Well, there is rain forecast today. But look, if you do see your neighbour out in the backyard with a pair of binoculars tonight... Don't panic.
Don't panic.
They're just looking for a green, stinky methane comet.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Let's head over to China.
Let's say China.
China.
Trumpy's favourite place.
There's always news coming out of China too, isn't there? Because there's some weird stuff happening in China at the moment, especially with all the trade deals that are going on around the world. And
yeah, well, apparently they've sorted that out, I think,
have
the
whole
tariff thing. But what's his name? Xi Jinping. The leader of the Communist Party
in
China.
Let's just say that.
Well, the guy that looks like Winnie the Pooh. I know you're not allowed
to
say that. You're not allowed to say that. They banned Winnie the Pooh in China because of it.
Crazy.
But anyways, he does look like Winnie the
Pooh,
though. Like, I'd own that. I'd go to a Halloween party dressed as Winnie the Pooh. It's great. Have a bit of fun with it. Relax. Come on. Anyways, they do need to relax a little bit in China because they're banning certain words on the internet at the moment. And it's got to do with Xi Jinping's bid to become a ruler for life.
Yeah, so he wants to be basically a dictator that can't be ousted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Great. The good old dictatorship
Doesn't
days are back at in China.
Fun.
Isn't that awesome?
That's great. Yeah. So some of the words they banned from the internet over in China just yesterday, 10,000 years, that's a word that's been banned, disagree, shameless.
They've banned the word disagree.
Lifelong, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. It's getting real serious.
That's
so it's
mad.
Crazy. It gets crazier than that because they've also banned, and I don't know why, I've been trying to figure out this morning, find out information, but they've banned the 14th letter of the English alphabet, N.
N?
Yeah, the letter N.
Why have they banned N?
That's the thing. I can't figure it out. I don't know why. I think it's got something to do with a mathematical equation about negativeness or something. I don't know.
Okay,
but
it's got something to do with keeping him in power forever.
Yeah, it's a very strange thing that's going
on. They banned the letter N. See, if that's the case, my name would be Matey.
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 Breakfast with Akmal and Matey.
Matey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, like my dad, who is Dutch, would be from the Ether Lads.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of the Netherlands.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Karl Barron would no longer be Akmal's nemesis. He'd be his emesis.
Karl Barrow.
Karl Barrow. He's Akmal's emesis.
Yeah.
But, you know, it'd be really hard for, you know, all sorts of places, cafes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You could no longer have a banana, cinnamon and honey drink. It would be a bar CMO ad hoey drink.
That sounds quite nice. I like that. It's a bit of a mouthful.
Yeah, it is a bit of a mouthful.
That'd be really good.
Yeah.
It also ruined this song forever.
Phenomena.
Oh, no.
All right.
What would that be? Just ma, 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 ma,
ma, ma, ma, ma,
ma.
It's a weird one. Anyways, we'll keep you updated what's going on with China and their internet. But
China, not China.
Yeah, exactly. China. And right now, it's the file... I can't do it.
Catown?
Anyway.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Mandy and Akmal's normal or nuts.
So this is where we break down certain things and we think, okay, is this normal behaviour? Is this nuts? It's just, it's about us processing the new world that we live in, really, in a lot of ways. So Shane Akmal's not here for this one. So a few nights ago, I had a date with a lovely English gentleman.
Oh, yeah.
It was fabulous.
Where was he from? What's
London.
His accent? London? Okay.
London,
so yeah. he hasn't got a Cockney accent. Really. How you going here, love?
No. All bag right. of fruit. Shashi bag of fruit.
Yeah, yeah, no.
No.
Hit the frog and toad.
No, he didn't actually.
No.
It was just a nice English accent. But we got talking. He was very tech savvy and he ran a company. So obviously very busy life. And he was saying how he has a screen at home and he live streams a fish tank.
Okay.
So it's not one of those programs you put up which has got the fish tank thing on it that just repeats itself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's live streaming an actual camera that's looking at an actual fish tank.
Okay, so there's a, okay.
Do you follow what I'm
saying? Yeah, I'm getting what you're saying. Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
Live streaming is basically, it's just rolling. It's just happening all the
constant
time.
Feed.
Constant. So you see the gamers that are live streaming.
Yeah.
There's bunches of people that do all sorts of things live streaming these days, right? You just tap in, you see it as it's happening in real time.
Yeah.
He's watching a fish tank in real time.
But what's the reasoning for that? Like, is that how he, you know, instead of watching, I don't know, the project or something, he's watching a fish tank?
Well, I think he finds it relaxing and he likes fish. And he was talking about these parrotfish that he likes and stuff. And I'm like, well, why don't you just get some fish?
Well, if it's a hobby, if he likes fish, then that's pretty cool. You can see how the fish interact, I suppose. Is that a weird thing?
You're streaming a live feed of a fish tank.
He might find it relaxing.
I'm sure he does.
Like, here's why I can kind of understand it. I love fish. I think they're really interesting. I love a fish tank. I do find it relaxing to have a fish tank in the house. My wife won't let me have one in the house, hence why I've got a small fish tank here in our office,
which takes up half of the desk.
Well, not half of the desk.
Yes, it does.
A small proportion of the desk
they
is taken
cute.
Up by
they
our
are
fish.
Cute. They're fun.
They're lovely fish. Anyways, look, so I can understand him wanting to stream that. He might not be able to have a fish tank and finds it relaxing and cool to look at. I get it. I think it's normal.
You think that's normal to live stream a fish tank?
Live stream a fish tank.
So there's somebody somewhere in the world who's got a camera poised looking at their fish tank and you're tapping in watching their fish.
Ooh, look at that Tetra Neon Go. That's amazing. Ooh, lovely angel fish there.
God.
That could be cool.
I understand people live streaming TED Talks and stuff. You know, they're informative and they're entertaining and you're learning something.
Hmm.
But using your data to look at a fish tank in Guatemala or something, I don't know.
Think of the different fish tanks you could look at.
Oh, my God, Widow.
All different tropical fish in different areas of the world. You could,
okay, look, you know, I might be wrong, and if I am, tell me. This is what I want to know, 132710. Is it normal or nuts to watch a live stream of someone else's fish tank?
Call right now, 132710.
Matt from Lizaro, hello.
How are you going? Good morning.
Hey, buddy, is this normal or nuts?
It's a little bit nuts. I think the people that might be watching it are going, oh, there's a fish.
Maybe they've got the brain capacity of a
goldfish.
Every 3 seconds they just remember.
Maybe they need to be numbed. Their mind needs to be numbed. Thank you, Matt. Lovely to get your opinion on this one. Let's go to Wombi, my neck of the woods. Kathy, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you think about this?
I think it's normal because I think watching a fish tank's lovely and I love seeing beautiful coloured fish. I've got a fish tank at home and you have to clean it, you have to feed them.
Yeah.
It's a hassle.
It is a hassle.
It's a hassle. And I think it's so nice watching the fish tank though.
And do you have salt water or tropical there, Kathy?
We have tropical.
Yeah,
you've got the tropical, which is a bit of work.
You've got to keep them at a certain heat, temperature,
pH,
and
everything.
Yep.
So, Kathy, so if you could get a live stream of someone, say, I don't know, in America, live streaming their fish tank, you'd do it?
Yeah, I would.
Nice. Excellent.
Good
Kathy,
on you.
Good on you.
It's awesome. Thank you for calling. Okay, we got one normal, we got one nuts.
Okay.
Let's go to Chitaway Bay. Calvin, hello.
Good morning, guys.
Okay, are you live streaming fish tanks?
Oh, someone seriously needs a life check. How nuts is that? Then you see anyone who can understand what they're like, they're nuts anyway.
Well, look, you know, he was a lovely guy. It's not like he was nutty, but I just thought this was a peculiar thing to choose to do with your time. Alicia from Point Clare, very keen to find out what you think on this one.
Yeah, I'd have to go normal on this one.
Yay!
Okay.
My husband and I shared a house with a girl who had two tropical fish tanks when we lived in Tasmania, and the amount of power that those things use is horrendous.
Okay. Oh. Didn't even think of that.
It would work out cheaper and everything to have, you know, a live stream. Because your monitors chew next to no power anyway.
Okay.
And it just would work out. Particularly if he's the guy who slept 16 hours. They're not
going to
understand why he doesn't have one.
He's the guy that slept 16 hours, so you're on the ball there, Lisa. Thanks. I love your attention to detail, by the way.
I've lost track. How many normal nuts are we now?
I know, we've got two for each at the moment. Okay. This is the decider. Simon from Terrigal. Is it normal or nuts to watch a live stream of someone else's fish tank?
100% nuts. I'm still trying to wrap my head around this. And Mandy, I hope that's reason for no second date.
Oh, that was the second date, Simon. Oh. That was the second date.
No.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, Simon, we're going to send you to the Red Hot Summer Tour for a start. Thank you for getting involved, my friend.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
It's going to be a great gig. We'll see you there. But that means, sorry to say, date. Yeah. It's nuts.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Let's talk about Mr. Donald Trump.
Let's say China.
Let's not say China anymore. Let's say fraudulent behaviour.
Yes.
Because basically his lawyer, Michael Cohen, has now been found guilty of breaking the law basically fraudulent behaviour. The US president has said he's never been directed or never directed his lawyer to break the law, but I think it's pretty obvious he has.
Well, this is all the facts. This is courtesy of MSNBC in the States.
Impeachable offences. That's what Democrat Jerry Nadler, who will be the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, called the election crimes that Michael Cohen says he committed in coordination with and at the direction of Donald Trump. Once again, in federal court today, Michael Cohen and federal prosecutors and now a federal judge all described Donald Trump's participation in those crimes as settled fact.
Now, it's pretty clear, but they can't arrest him or do anything while he's the president. He's kind of immune from that.
Well, he's already come out and said, I never did it anyway.
So he's saying that they were legal private transactions and it wasn't him. He never directed him to break the law, blah, 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 blah. Now, he's done a lot of stuff. Obviously, there was the collusion for the Russian, with the Russians for the election. There's all this hush money stuff. There's so many things this guy has done and that he's responsible for, right? Mm-hmm. But I've found the worst.
The worst.
It's been revealed.
Is this a 2GO exclusive?
This is a 2GO exclusive.
You're going to talk around this, around
the
world.
Oh, yeah, you'll see this on tonight.
Okay.
Tonight.
All right. You're going to be interviewed over in the States.
I'm going to be interviewed for today, tonight, today.
Well, crack it wide open. What's going on? What's the worst thing Trump has done?
Trump is a dirty re-gifter.
Oh, no.
He's a dirty re-gifter.
Oh, no.
Now, he's one of the richest men in the world.
Yeah.
He's got so much money.
Yeah.
And he's re-gifting.
It's pretty tight, too. It's so tight.
Oh, my God.
What do you do?
Okay, so his son, Donald Trump Jr., has come out and said that because he has the same initials as Donald Trump, they're both DJT.
Yeah, okay.
Now, he's DJT Jr. and his dad's DJT, Donald John Trump.
John, is it?
John.
I never knew that. There
apologies to every John. So anyway, he basically gave his dad something with his monogram on it, his initials on it. And the next year, like a year later for Christmas, his dad gave it to him. So he said to his dad, he said to Trump, look, I know you didn't buy this. And Trump Sr.'s gone, oh, well, how do you know that? And Trump Jr. said, because I gave it to you last year.
Oh, how awkward.
That sucks. You've got a really rich dad who could buy you an island, for God's sake.
How awkward for his son, you know what I mean? Like, how much does your dad really truly care about you that he's re-gifting?
Not only that he doesn't care about the gift that you got him, but he doesn't care about the gift he's giving you.
That's terrible. That is really bad.
That's an impeachable offence. That's what that is.
Well, this is the thing. He probably denied that too. You know, he's probably like, no, that never happened.
I did not. That's fake news.
I bought this yesterday.
I bought it. You can check. I love it. You check with the store.
Oh, wow.
I bought it.
That's not bad.
Is that pretty good?
That's pretty good.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Akmal's away today, but I want to talk about digital cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about digital cleansing? It's when you put your phone down.
It's like screen time.
Yeah. Moderating your screen time, especially phones, because phones have just become
the first thing we reach for in the morning, the last thing we put down at night, and we're picking them up all day long.
The most annoying thing I do with my phone, and I always catch myself out doing this, is when I sit down to watch the telly and I watch a show, I've been hanging out for the show, I end up somehow on my phone.
I told my daughter off the other day. I said, if you're going to watch a movie with me, you have to put the phone down.
The other day I caught myself rewinding parts of the show to rewatch it because I was on my phone. So I've actually started leaving the phone on the other side of the room to watch my show.
Now, that's actually a really good tip. And I did read the other day that productivity at work is lowered when your phone is close by because even if it's not on or not pinging or you're not looking at it, the fact that it's there takes up a chunk of your brain. So if you want to get more productive, you need to put your phone in another room, you need to sleep with it in another room, or you need to, you know, take it away basically. Also driving, I know people that put their phone in the boot, they put their handbag in the boot so that they're not distracted while they're driving or not tempted. So yeah, this is something that we need to talk about. It's pretty full on, and my phone usage has definitely increased. So how do you think you would go, Widow, if you if you were asked to give up your phone for a day?
Yeah, I could do it for a day.
I think I could do it for a day.
I could do it for a day.
I could do it for a day. It would hurt a little bit, but it would, I could definitely do it.
I have that fear of an emergency happening that someone won't be able to contact me, but, you know, there's still landlines, so that's a thing.
Yeah, exactly. What about a week? Do you reckon you could do it for a week?
A week would struggle.
I'd struggle with a week,
a week
too.
Would be really hard.
So a month, out of the question.
I live by my calendar on my phone. I put everything in there.
So out of the question to do it for a month. What about a year?
No way.
It's a pretty daunting thing to consider, right?
Yeah.
But there's a real incentive to do it. So Vitamin Water, the company, has announced a new contest where if you give up your phone for a whole year, for 365 days, you could win $100,000.
That's not bad.
It's not a guarantee.
Could I have
but you could win it.
Is that a smartphone? Like, could I
smartphone.
Could I dig out my old Nokia 3210 and use that instead?
I think you're allowed a phone for calls only, but no smartphone. So you can't get music, you can't get the internet, you can't get the apps and things like
I'll break out my original iPod, I'll get my Nokia 3210, and I'll go to a paper diary, and I'll get $1,000 in a year.
Wow. No, $100,000. Well, it's not guaranteed. I'm sure if there was a handful of people doing this, you'd have to go in the draw. So it would be a bit of a shame if you gave it up for a year and then didn't win. But seriously, I don't think I could do this. And I was looking because the new iPhones have obviously got
the screen time. It's trying to manage your screen time
a bit. So the screen time already today, and you know, I was up at 4, but it's already saying I've been on my phone for 18 minutes.
Really?
Now, I've been working since like 5, so.
Well, working's questionable, but.
Anyway, So that surprises me.
Go to the last 7 days. Let's look at your last 7 days. Let's compare screen time here between
last
you and
seven
I.
Last 7 days. Okay, here we go.
How many hours and minutes a day were you on your phone for the last 7 days?
Oh, this is not good.
What were you on? How long?
Because I was on messages for nearly 10 hours.
Whoa.
That's sending messages.
I was
on Messenger for over 2 hours.
You're texting a lot.
I'm doing a lot of texting.
Ah. How often are you looking at your phone? How often are you picking up your phone a day?
Oh, this is really not cool.
Because I'm picking up my phone 74 times a day, apparently.
Oh, I'm over 100.
Ah, now I know what this is. 100. I know what this is. You've downloaded an app recently.
Oh, this
you're
is
on the dating scene.
This
That's
is
a little awkward, isn't it?
It
you're
is.
Messaging a lot.
Yes,
you're using your little dating app.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Time for you to have a little bit of downtime, young lady.
A little bit of dating detox.
Yeah, maybe.
As well as digital detox.
Yeah. Put the phone down. Okay.
Now we were just talking about digital cleansing, and one of the incentives at the moment is that Vitamin Water this week announced a new contest where if you go without your smartphone for 365 days for a whole year, you go in the draw to win $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just looking at our phone usage. Of course, you've got the new notification on your phone, your smartphone, that says how long you use different apps for and how long you're on your smartphone, how many times you pick it up.
And I gave you a lot of grief. You're on a dating app now and your screen time's gone way through the
it
roof.
It has, but I've just looked at the daily average. I'm only on that app 19 minutes a day.
Only?
Well, that's... I think that's okay.
Okay.
Just checking in every now and again. Now, we brought producer Al in because producer Al has his phone glued to his hand for pretty much his entire life.
Is a mess.
You are a bit of a mess. Now, Big Gay Al, you're on Grindr. Can you give us the daily average?
Grindr is a dating app for gays, if you weren't sure.
If you weren't
sure. That's what Grindr is.
Okay.
So looking at my daily average, 1 hour and 54 minutes.
Oh! 2 hours on Grindr.
2 hours a day.
And 2 hours a day.
In the past 7 days, 13 hours and 23 minutes. In my defense,
14 hours on Grindr this week.
In my defense, when I go to bed, I'll be like, hey, let's talk to some boys. Hello, boys.
Hello, boys.
And then I fall asleep with the phone open and Grindr keeps the screen open.
I don't believe that for a second. That is not happening.
It is my most used app. And like looking at the notifications in the past day, I've got 253.
253 notifications from Grindr in a day.
Yeah.
And
you are one sought after man, aren't you?
Still single.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
New studies come out, and this is an interesting one. I found this really, really interesting. 2,000 people, both coupled and uncoupled single, were polled to see how long it took them to figure out that they wanted to marry a partner.
Yep.
How long they thought that it would take and how long it actually took.
Mm-hmm.
So as it turns out, it only takes people 172 days to decide that they want to get married to someone.
Oh,
so it's roughly 6 months. So about 6 months into a relationship, you will be, whether you're aware of it or not, kind of working out whether you want to be with that person.
Subconsciously, you would have made that decision.
You would have made that decision,
yeah,
right?
Okay.
Other stuff from this survey comes up with some interesting stuff too about bad impressions. So the data suggests that if you have three bad impressions or bad interactions with somebody, that's it. You've made up your mind and you move on.
Yeah.
So you only really have to stuff up three times to be dumped. But I find this really interesting. And a psychologist has come back and said, yep, after the 3 month honeymoon period, people tend to let their guard down a little bit.
Yeah.
And you start to get a true glimpse of people. And
it's so true.
It's so true, right? Yeah. It's, you know, you start to.
Well, usually that's when you have your first big fight, I find, in a relationship.
Is it?
Three months. For me, I think it's 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, 3 years. That's when you have your biggest fights.
Your biggest fights. There you go. So I think the 3 month mark is possibly the mark where things start to, you know, come undone or get solid.
Okay.
So what I want to ask this morning, because I think this is fascinating, is what's the shortest time somebody has met someone and then got engaged?
Yeah. See, among my mates, they think I was quite quick.
So what were you and Alyssa?
Alyssa and I dated for, I think it was about a year and 2 months. Before I got engaged to
her. That is considered quick.
Yeah.
That is considered quick.
But it's interesting. I kind of knew. So people always say, when you know, you know. And I was like,
When did you know?
Actually, it's pretty much bang on with this. It was about 6 months into it. I had an inkling. I was like, yep, she's the one. And then, after another six months.
6 months, see? So you can be going out with someone for a really long time and going, oh, I don't know. We've been together 7 years. I'm not really sure. I don't know, whatever. But 6 months is the mark. I find this fascinating. And I want to know if somebody can beat your, what is it?
Let's go a year and 2 months.
A year and 2 months. So 14 months is where you met Alyssa and then you asked her to marry you.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got some Aqua Splash tickets. We've got a Singo's ham to give away. Get involved in the conversation this morning on 13:27:10. What's the shortest time between meeting someone and getting engaged? Now, Graham from Budgie Woi, what is it for you, my friend?
We met in January 10. We were engaged May 3rd. We ended up getting married August 4th, and that was 43 years ago.
Oh, wow. Well done and congratulations. So all within 6 months, met, engaged, married, off you go.
Yep.
Unbelievable, Graham, and still happy, obviously, which is fabulous. Thank you so much for giving us a call. That is remarkable. Let's go to Kelly in Lake Munmorah. Kelly, the time between meeting and getting engaged for you, what was it?
3 months.
3 months?
3 months. We met and then we ran away and we got married. Invited nobody, just ourselves.
Oh,
you eloped.
Oh, you eloped.
We eloped.
And still happy?
Still happy 3 years on.
Oh, that is so fantastic. We're going to send you along to Aqua Splash on the Gosford waterfront. Kel, stay there, my friend. Pam from Wyonga. At the moment, it stands at 3 months is the shortest time between meeting and getting engaged. What have you got?
I've got meeting and getting engaged 2 weeks.
Two weeks!
Yeah, we were married within 3 months.
Now, just hang on, backtrack. You met. Did you spend like every waking minute with each other for two weeks?
Every minute. And I was ringing my mum, telling her I'm rapturously in love, and she thought I was crazy.
Yeah. How old were you, Pam?
I was 19.
Your mum would have been going crazy. I would have been going crazy. My daughter's 20. So you spent every second with him. You got engaged. Within 3 months, you're married. Did the story end well?
We had 3 children. We were together for 11 years. And, Nothing matter with that.
That, you know what? That's still a successful marriage, and well done to you. And you have just scored yourself a Singo's ham for Christmas. Thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you.
Have a great Chrissy. You can enjoy a festive feed like no other with Singo's Butchery, Erina, West Gosford and San Remo.
Two GOs, Mandy and Akmal, on the air right now.
If you're looking for something to do with the kids, the Central Coast's very own open water obstacle course on the Gosford waterfront, aquasplash.com.au. Check that one out.
Hello. It is time for us to get out of here. Unfortunately, our friend Akmal not in today. He's got a bad case of smallpox.
Yeah.
And I think he's lost some toes to leprosy. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how he turns out on Monday.
Mm.
Actually, do you know what? It's his last week with us. Next week week with us. We've got 5 days left with Akmal Sali. So that is going to be a little bit bittersweet, isn't it?
Well, hopefully he can, you know, glue his fingers and toes back on or something and he'll be all right.
Hopefully
he
doesn't spread smallpox around the station. Yeah. Look, it's going to be a fantastic week. I do hope you can join us next week as we celebrate having one of the country's best comedians with us for this year on 2GO. We've got some great highlights from the year with him.
It's going to be good.
Some madness because he brought a whole lot of that with him. So I hope you can join us next week as we say goodbye.
It's going to be a great week. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. And look, if you missed anything on today, catch up, download the 2GO app. Mickey D's up next. See you Monday, 5:30.
See you then.
Have a happy, safe weekend. Bye.
Wake up with Mandy and Akmal live from 5:30 weekdays on 107.7 2GO or catch up anytime via the 2GO app.